This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the program called Salt and Light with Brian and Delia. And we want to talk to us, to the listeners today, about new beginnings. It's the 30th of December 2025. So we are fastly moving into the 2026, the new year. Praise be to God. God has been so good to us. He's been carrying us this year. Amen. Hallelujah. I can truly say that if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? We've been challenged this year. There was uitdagings. There was highs. There was lows. But we have made it up until this point. I remember 2 years ago, this time I was involved in an accident. And I thought I was going to die. My car was like, a guy drove into my buggy on this date 2 years ago, but here am I today alive in Jesus Christ, and it's truly just by His grace that we are standing. Amen. So we are entering into the new year, and what a great honor and a privilege to be on your space, on your device. Hallelujah. We declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I'm just going to give over to my wife, and she's going to greet us. Praise be to God. And please stay on the dial. Maybe you want to share this podcast. You want to share with your friends. Amen. What the Lord is saying to us in this new year.
Good afternoon, everybody. I trust that you are well. I hope and I pray that you had a wonderful festive, that you spent time with your family and friends and had a good time. It's the new year that is ahead. 2 days away, and for us as a family specifically, it's really a time of reflection, really a time where we seek God for what He has in store for us for the new year. And as we embark on 2026, we take the time out to fast and pray as a family. We take 3 days out as our 10% for the year ahead, 365 days. So we take 3.5 days out to seek God, to read His word, to trust. We trust Him for a word, for direction, for purpose, because we don't want to do anything out of the will of God. We know the perfect place to be is in the will of God. And so we seek the Lord earnestly in that time. And you know, God has been faithful. We've been doing this for many, many years. I think our kids were like 8, 9, when we've started this, shall we call it, tradition of taking 3 days out of fasting before the year ends. And it's become a part of our children's lives as well. They know that's that time of the year. And we write down our vision together as a family, what we trust in God for, what the Lord is saying. And then we also go back on the other years where we've written down our visions and we read it and we see what God has done and how He's come through. And I tell you, we've been many a times, we've stood in awe of God where we've forgotten what we've written down, and we find that God has to the date blessed and come through and answered our prayers. Very beloved. True. There is a date where my husband said by February the next year, God must do such a thing. And I promise you, by February the following year, it was done. It was done. That's how specific we can pray, and that's how specific God answers. He truly answers. He truly hears the prayers and the cries of the righteous. So my encouragement to you, but we first going to go to a song. I'm getting ahead of myself here. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about journeying with God. We're going to talk about your vision, your purpose, direction. I know that my husband also prepared a word as well. And know that God is faithful, that God answers prayer, and that He's a God that hears from heaven. Psalm 36 says, I sought the Lord and He heard me. I sought the Lord and He heard me. And I want to encourage you this afternoon, take time out before the end of the year. See God's face. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. May He direct your path. May He ordain your footsteps. Amen. Let's go to a song. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Greetings in the glorious, powerful name of Jesus. It's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space, on your device. Man, I just want to tell someone today that God is good. I want to say to someone today, God has never failed in any one of His good promises. You know, I've seen the hand of God. You know, I've seen God provide. I've seen God's faithfulness. And I just want to encourage someone, amen, hallelujah, as you are trusting God for your vision for 2026, trusting God for a word. You know, it's a very good time to reflect and to be still, because sometimes, you know, the noise of what is going on, the noise and the hype of going on and the firecrackers can take you away. But it's a time to reflect and be still. And as Pastor Delia was saying, that we've been doing this practice for, I think, more than 15, 16 years, that we just come and we fast 3.5 days before we go into the new year. We trust in God for His direction. We trust in God for His will, and also we reflect back of how God came through, and then we always stand in amazement. So yes, it's going into the new year, new possibilities, new adventures, new places, new spaces, new relationship, New Year's resolutions. And the thing with the new resolution, a new year resolution, is this. The thing with that is that many times we can write down the New Year's resolution, but we never actually get to the place of starting. So I want to say to someone today, when you write down your, or say in your mind, your New Year's resolution, you actually need to start. Amen. And we know that we are on the prophetic timeline of God, and we are in the year 5786. And the letter on that 5786, the letter is Vav. In the Hebrew, the name is Vav, and it symbolizes connection, representation, a bridge between heaven and earth. And so when there's a bridge between heaven and earth, I'm so reminded of the word of the Lord that says, as it is in heaven, so be it on earth. So that means, beloved, that God has a purpose and a plan for you in 2026. Amen. God has a purpose. God has something specific. Amen. And I believe that there will come some shifts and changes for the will and the purpose of God. And it is so important for us as children of God, as for us as believers, to position ourselves for what God is going to do. As much as you position yourself, you also have to prepare yourself, amen, for what God wants to do. So there is a bridge between heaven and earth. The key meaning of 5786, you know, it's a connection, amen. The symbol look almost like a hook. So that's a connection. It also means divine communication. And so I want to say to someone today that God is speaking. You know, God is speaking to us. He's speaking to us through His word. He's speaking to us in dreams and visions. He's speaking to us by a tugging and a nudge. You know what? You just know that you know that you know. It's also the year of spiritual awakening. So next year, come in 2026, there is things that will awake in your spirit. There's things that God will highlight to you. Things that maybe you have put those things on the back burner. Maybe you said, you know what? This thing is not going to work anymore. I've tried, but I failed miserably. But there is things that God will awake in your spirit, man. Amen. For what is going to come in 2026. It's also the year of manifestations and establishments. So God will establish His word in your life. God will establish His purpose in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. For His glory. That's why, you know, the thing I love about Jesus Christ, when He prayed, He always prayed, Father, let Your will be done. Let Your kingdom come. And your prayer and my prayer would sound something like that. Father, let your will be done in my life. Let your kingdom come in my life. You see, the will of God, as my wife so beautifully said, is the word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. So when you live your life through the lens of the word, you are already moving in the direction of God. Many people say, but Pastor, I don't know what God's will is for my life. Well, then I've got good news for you. If you don't know what the will of God is for your life, then I want you to meditate on the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that when you meditate upon the word of God day and night, amen, then your ways will be prosperous and then you will have good success. Good success truly come, and a prosperous life truly come, when one begins to live in obedience to the word of God, which is the will of God for your life. I declare, and decree over your life in 2026, it will be a year of fruitfulness. Amen. And expansion. The Lord is going to expand you. The Lord is going to cause you to be fruitful. I prophesy right now, every dormant thing, every dead thing, hear the word of the Lord in 2026. Be fruitful and expand and multiply in the name of Jesus. Why does God want to expand you in this new year? He wants you to become a distribution center. Mm. He wants you to become a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. And so this will be the year of fruitfulness and manifest and expansion. The Lord himself will do it, but you need to come in alignment with his word. You see, everything stems from the word of God. When you and I become obedient to God's word, then fruitfulness begin to take place. Then expansion begin to take place. And in expansion, then multiplication will begin to take place. And also the last attribute of 2026, I believe prophetically, based on the year 5786, based on the letter Vav, the Hebrew word Vav, amen, it is going to be the year of the power of the spoken word. The word of God is alive. The Bible declares, amen, that the word of the Lord cannot return empty or void, but it will accomplish what God set it out to do. So I believe that in 2026, that you're going to see, amen, the word of God come alive in your life, Jesus, come alive in your family's life. I believe that the prophetic word will come to life in 2026, but you and I need to come in alignment with God's word. What are you saying, Pastor Delia? What are you saying?
Amen. Your word is really definitely building up, making me excited for what is to come. No, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts through bone and marrow. When we look at Genesis and we see God says, in the beginning, God said. So God has creative ability that when he speaks, it is so. Amen. And we are made in the image of God and in his likeness. And so when we speak his word in his authority and in his power, whatever we say, it shall come to pass through the will and the instructions of the word of God. And so as the man of God is speaking, we are declaring and decreeing it is so. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So Apostle Brian, the redeemed of the Lord is saying yea and amen to the word that you have uttered right now.
Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to go on a song break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more on beholding God's new in 2026. Praise be to God. Please stay on the dial. Amen. I believe that through this ministry that you might just catch something in the spirit that will grip your heart, that will stay, that will hook unto your heart in order what God is going to do in 2026.
Before we go to the song, I also just want to declare a word over you. Isaiah 62, it says, you shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land any more be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, for the Lord delights in you and your land shall be married. Amen. So the Lord delights in you, and we declare over you that you shall not be forsaken. But God is with you through 2026. He promises to never leave you, never to forsake you. He says, even when you go through the fire, you will not be burnt. Amen. And so even if you go through tough times, and the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. There will be afflictions. There will possibly be trouble, but know that the Lord is with you. We're going to go to a song and then we'll be back. Enjoy, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our program called Salt and Light. It is the 28th of December, 2025, and we are about to enter into a new year. This day, amen. Praise be to God. Such a great honor and a privilege to be on your device, in your space, for wherever you're looking from or listening from. It's such a privilege and an honor to serve the body of Christ. And we were talking about the new year. We were talking about crossing over. And I want to say to this afternoon that, you know, when the Bible speaks in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, the Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. Matthew 9, verse 17 says, new wine into old wineskins. You have to put the new wine into new wineskins. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 says, and they sang a new song. You can't sing the old tunes of yesteryear, last year, expecting a better result. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1, John saw a new heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, Christ said, I'll make all things new. And I want to say to someone this afternoon that the kingdom of God is always advancing. There's always new things, amen, new ideas, new business blueprints, you know, new blueprints for ministries, you know, new things that God wants to do something new and something fresh. Amen. Hallelujah. We are crossing over from 2025 to 2026, but you can't cross over to a new territory. Jy kan nie oorgaan na 'n nuwe grondgebied nie. You can't cross over with an old mindset. Many times people, you know, just like the Israelites, you know, prophetically it was a new day for them. It was a new year for them in Egypt, hallelujah, when they obeyed God's word and God was about to take them out of Egypt and God was faithful, amen, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord led them out of Egypt, which is the angel of the Lord Moses, and they find themselves in the wilderness, amen. So they were geographically in a different place, in a different space, experiencing different things, but their hearts were still connected to the garlic pots of Egypt. Many times when God does new things to us and we cannot see the fulfillment of it, many times our heart is still connected to old mindsets, yeah, old limitations, old hatreds, old addictions. And that's why the scripture says clearly, we cannot put new wine into old wineskins. You can't cross over from 2025 into 2026 with the same limitation, the same mindset. I'm telling someone today, you know, just as the Israelites, you know, they were moving, you know, and that means that there was momentum, but they were only moving in circles. This is when men and women don't want to change their mindset,
yeah,
don't want to change their attitude. And then they are moving, they are exerting energy, but they are only moving in circles. And when life dawned upon them, then we'll say, no, we're crossing over from 2026 to 2027, but nothing has changed. Nothing has progressed. We are still on the same place. And sometimes, sad to say, we even move back. Because why? We refuse to change our mindsets. We refuse to come in line, amen, with God's word for our lives. And many times people can be stuck in that place, Pastor Delia.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
You know, as you say, Apostle Brian, as a man thinketh in his heart, so easy. And if we expect different results, we expect that the new year is going to bring on new things and new possibilities. But the thing is, if we don't change the way we think, if we don't change the way we've done things in 2025, and it's brought no positive results, that it's going to happen for you in 2026. They say it's a crazy person. Proverbs actually calls it a fool. A fool that expects a different result but does the same thing. We cannot do the same things, go around the same mountain, say the same things, and then expect a different result. We need to ask God, Lord, how can you change and transform my way of thinking that it aligns with your word, so that I can see progression, so that I can see the increase, so that I can see another level, multiplication. Help me to come up higher. And so it's so important to have a transformed mind, beloved. It is the only way that you can go from glory to glory. It is the only way you can see promotion if you have a changed and transformed mindset, and a mindset according to the word of God. The Bible says the entrance of God's word bringeth light and understanding to the simple. The entrance of God's word bringeth light. Light means illumination. Light means revelation. Light means a switch coming on in the mind to those that are seeking understanding for the simple. And so many times when you see people have been promoted, when you see their lives transformed, a change has taken place in how they think and how they perceive. They've decided to take on a new mindset. They've decided to do things differently. They've decided to partner with the word of God, to step out in faith, to do it differently this time. And then you see the results thereof. Then you see the fruits thereof, Apostle.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so, beloved, when we enter into this new place or new space, amen, praise be to God, you have to make certain choices and decisions, you know, because it's going to be very important and very imperative for you to make the right choices and decisions. Yes, the Spirit of God comes upon us. And yes, you know, God gives us wisdom and revelation. But if you're not going to apply that wisdom and that revelation, if you're not going to apply God's word in your life. So I want to say to someone today prophetically that there is some people that needs to go. You know, there is some people that needs to go. You know, when the spies were sent out, there were 12 spies to scan the land, the promised land. And 12 of that spies went. They saw the same thing. Amen. Amen. But the dimension in what two were seeing was different. You know, you've got some, you know, barrier blockages, you know, friends and people that is not supposed to be in your now for where you are going to. And it's not because they are bad people or whatever. It is just that they are always those people that is along your side that says these words. And I'm gonna say it out to you today. No, it can't. No, this won't work. You know, this is too much for you. Mm. You know, but you only have standard 10 or matric certificate. You know, you're applying for such and such a job and whatever. But if God spoke through his word to you, and that you know that you know that you know that God is about to expand you, he's about to grow you. There is certain people that, you know, they come sometimes to your house, they have cookies and tea with you, but you know, it's all negativity that they keep on speaking in the atmosphere. And you know, words is very powerful, because with your words you can frame your world. And sometimes you're sitting in the company of people that is not correctly framing the purpose of God for your life, and you come into agreement.
Amen.
You're saying, yeah, yes, you're right. Eh? I only have matric, you know, but that job asked for this, this, and that. Apply for that job. If God spoke it, amen. If God said it, amen, then he will do it for you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And you need to decipher, you need to discern, amen, hallelujah, who's going with me in my next new. Who's going to go with me in my new year? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise. You have to look at the fruit and the truth of the lives of people. Those people who always stab you in the back. Those people who always disappointing you. Those people that makes promises to you and say, no, don't worry, I will do it with you. And when the time comes, they're gone. You need to discern and you need to move on quick. Mm. Amen. For what God is expanding and positioning you to do for the cause and the call of Christ and for your future. I want to say today prophetically, there are great days ahead of us.
Amen.
In 2026. So let's get a hold of it. Let's move with it and let's advance in 2026 by God's power. Praise be to God. We're going to go into a song break, beloved. And when we come back, we're going to unpack some more about God's new in your life. Praise be to God. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in on the program Salt and Light, and we are speaking on the new year. You are speaking to Apostle Preston and his beautiful bride, Delia, and such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space. Yeah, I was talking about the new year, and I really believe that one of the key factors, you know, for you stepping into your new year, you know, the Ark of the Covenant represent the presence of God. It is so important to live from the presence of God.
Amen.
You know, because when the Israelites were in the wilderness, you know, there was a cloud of fire by night, you know, and there was a pillar of
cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day.
And what I do believe is that the cloud of fire and the pillar, it was the presence of God. So the presence of God goes before them. It is so important because the presence of God will bring direction. It will bring guidance. It will bring hope. The presence of God will bring prosperity. I said it, prosperity, because when a man and a woman of God lives from the presence, they always prosper. The Apostle John writes in 3 John and he says, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. So God wants you to prosper in 2026. He won't say fruitful and expansion and don't want you to prosper. True prosperity, in when you live from a place of prosperity, and I'm not meaning just money, because many people, they identify prosperity with a whole lot of money in the bank account. But when you live in God's presence, when you live for His purpose, amen, hallelujah, God will bring you destiny helpers. God, the presence of God will go before you. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that holy presence goes before you. And the Bible says it makes every crooked path straight. Amen. So the presence of God is so important in your life that you will walk in the presence of God. And so when you walk into the new territory, amen, there's no more time. Amen. Let me say to you this way. There's no more time for sin. There's no more time for drugs, whatever was holding you back. You know, there's no more time to look back. Mm. Remember what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back? Your heart cannot be in the old while pursuing the new.
Amen.
Lot's wife. Amen. While God gave them the instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Move forward.
Yeah.
Amen. Do not look back. You cannot reach your destiny by keep on looking back all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to be derailed. Praise be to God. God has given you a vision. He has given you clear vision of what you need to do. It is no time for turning back.
Mm.
There is no time for looking back, because when Lot's wife looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. Looking back on your past all the time can make you stuck in your now, and it will prohibit you from walking into your future and in the purpose of God. The Bible says, very, 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 very familiar portion of scripture, even the unbeliever quotes it, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans of a hope and a future." And this is God's plan for 2026 in your life. A hope and a future. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen. I want to say, trust in the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs, blessed is the man that does not lean on his own understanding, but in all his ways he acknowledges his God, and God will make his path straight. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways commit to God your plans, your desires, and he will make it come to pass. The Bible also says, if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Another scripture says that God openeth up his hand and he satisfies the desire of every living thing. So God wants to answer. God wants to meet your every desire according to his will and purpose for your life. But you have to acknowledge him. By acknowledging him, the word of God means that you need to seek his counsel, that you need to inquire from the Lord. Lord, what is it that you would have me do? Lord, do you approve of this plan that I have? Is this your purpose for my life? Lord, I seek your will. I want to walk in obedience to your word. You know, and when you do that, it really touches the heart of God, that you would take the time out to seek his approval. Take the time out to seek what is his will. And the thing about God is, when it's his will, it's always the most fulfilled,
beautiful,
fulfilled plan for your life, because he put you together. He's creator God. The Bible says that he has created all things seen and unseen in the universe. So God put you together, and he obviously knows how he put you together. A manufacturer always knows his own creation, his own invention. And so God knows exactly the gifts, intelligence, the parts that are in you that you don't even know yourself. There's many things that God knows about us that we have not even uncovered in our own lives, in our own hearts. And so he knows your potential. He knows what puts you together. He knows what excites you, what you are passionate about. And so God will answer. He will answer, and he will give you the very best that will make you feel fulfilled. Inquire from him. You know, you do not have to be afraid. If you place your life into God's hands, if you say, Lord, your will be done in my life, your kingdom come in and through me, you best believe that God has got you, and that it's going to be an exciting ride. We know the Lord for 24 years. We are serving the Lord for 24 years, and I can tell you it's been an exciting ride. Obviously, it's not been without trial, without some tough times. There's been times of affliction. There's been times of lack, times of feeling like you're in a desert and nothing is going right. But God has always been there. He's been the fourth man in the fire. And he says, even if you go, or when you go through the fire, you will not be burned. And so God has journeyed with us over these years. He's helped us raise our children. He's given us instruction for a fulfilled life. And God has been exceedingly good. Exceedingly good, beloved. I want to say to you today that you can trust him. He's got you. You can trust your future in God. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. He is a God that you can run to at any time of the day or night even. He's always there, always available to answer.
And another key, beloved, is that the Bible says that if you are willing and obedient. So obviously, when you hear from God, when you hear God's voice, and you hear his instruction from his voice, from the word of God, through other people that God is surrounding you with, you have to be willing and obedient. You know, and I want to say today that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of 2026. You will go up and you will possess it at once. and it will be yours. And nothing that God has said through his prophetic word, you know, God said that he is giving them the land of milk and honey. Amen. And obviously there will be giants wanting to present themselves, challenges that wants to present itself, you know, hard things, you know, ships that wants to present itself in your 26. But if God said, let go up at once, you know, God said he is giving you that land in 2026. He has given you that purpose in 2026. He has given you that promise. Remember, we are still in the year of the month, and it's so important,
the decade
of the month, and it's so important what you declare with your mouth, what you speak in the atmosphere, what you speak over your purpose, what you speak over the promises of God. Because when the 12 spies came back, 10 had a bad report. 10 said, we saw giants in that land. But there was two, a Joshua and a Caleb, that said, God said he will give us this land. And if God said, let us go up at once. And this is my encouragement to you today. Let's go up at once in 2026 and possess it in everything that God has said he will do for us. In Jesus' name. Friends, we're going to go to a song break. And when we're going to come back, we're going to pray and wrap up. Praise be to God. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Salt and Light. Praise be to God. I trust that you enjoyed this program. And like I said, you know, in conclusion, you know, let us go up in 2026 at once. And let us position ourselves to what God has said in his word for us. What God has promised in his word. Because the Bible says that God is not man, that he would lie, nor the son of man, that he will change his mind.
Amen.
God said to you, start that business. God said to you, you know, go into that direction. God said to you, you know, position yourself for your own home. Amen. And so I believe that, as I said, you know, 2026 is going to be such an exciting, incredible year. And when you look at the number 5, 7, 8, 6, when we look at the number 5, that means that is the grace of God. And the number 7 is the perfection of God, you know, the purpose of God. The number 5, 7, 8 means new beginnings and salvation of God. And the number 6, it represents the number of flesh or man. On the 6th day, God created man, Adam and Eve. And so let every fleshly desire, intention that does not add up with the word of God, when you put those to death, the purpose of God will surely come to pass. Praise be to God. Pastor Delia, won't you mind just concluding and praying for the people? Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to say to each and everyone, as we embark on a new year, may you go into this new year covered by God, covered by his blood. It's so important in these last days. We can see that wickedness is on the increase. You know, we can see that people don't care about the next person's life anymore. The sanctity of life, the preciousness of life, it's not a thing anymore. People are being killed for absolutely no reason these days. And so it is vital in this time, in this season, in this era, to go into a new year with God. It's not even something to choose anymore. It's of vital importance, because we can be in God's protection. His blood covers us.
Hallelujah.
His angels protect us. The Lord says that he will give his angels charge concerning us, that the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fears God. You have to fear God, beloved. You have to go in this new year with the fear of God. There is no time to play anymore. There is no time to be one foot in the world and one foot in the church. We are in a time where we have to make up our minds to serve the Lord. The enemy is taking people out. People are losing their lives like anything these days. We see it on the news. We see it, you know, on social media, how people are losing their lives. And so therefore, it is imperative that we go into this new year with God.
Amen.
Amen. So let's pray. Father God, I bring every listener before your throne of grace this afternoon. And I pray, my God, that your people will make a decision to serve you in spirit and in truth, my God. I pray, Father, that this new year will be a year of increase, a year of promotion, a year of a next level, another level. But above all that, my God, I pray that it will be a year where we seek you even more, where we go deeper, my God, where deep will cry out to deep, where we will seek your face like never before, Father God. Lord, where we will seek to do your will and that we will walk, my God, to be pleasing in your sight in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch each and every one this afternoon, my God. Touch every listener listening to this broadcast today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will be the after preacher. Holy Spirit, that you will speak to your people. Holy Spirit, that you will direct their paths, that you will ordain their footsteps. My God, that you will show them the path of life, that you will lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Touch each and every one this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon each and every listener today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen and amen.
A blessed new year. Compliments of the season. And all that goes with it. God bless, God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.